The question today is, when exposed to truth, why do people run? This is part number 4. We've used many different things in the last 3 days as we've talked about this, the last 3 parts of this. We said that people run from truth because of tradition. They don't want to believe that mama could be wrong or daddy could be wrong. And yet, if they're wrong, they'd be the first to cry out and say, hey, embrace truth. Hold on to truth. Don't listen to the traditional way, but go with God. Go with truth. And then also we said that people, because of peer pressure, they want to go with a winner. They want to go with a majority. And then pride gets hold of a person and causes him to not really want to face the reality of his sinful condition when truth comes close and searching. And then man doesn't want to give up his sinful lifestyle. He wants to do what he's always done. And he knows if he gets saved, he'll have to give it up. And that's why many people today are making two-fold more of the children of hell by telling them you can come as you are and keep your sin. Live in sin. No, there's going to be I know we'll sin after we're saved, but you will not sin and get by with it. You'll not sin and enjoy it because you're grieving the Holy Ghost of God who lives inside of you if you've really been saved by the grace of God. And then some people run from truth because they don't want to pay the price. It's going to cost you. It costs you everything, Jesus said. He's got to be Lord of your life. You're going to have a master tell you what to do and where to go and how to live and those type of things, and people don't want that. People want social prestige. Preach some message that will just tickle my ear. Tell me a fable in a sense. Just give me some little smooth thing. Don't rock the boat. Preacher, tone it down. Just tone it down. You'd have a whole lot more following if you just tone it down. Yeah, but listen, truth is the only thing that sets you free. The only thing that will work out. Some people don't have ears to hear. You ought to thank God if you've got an ear to hear anything. And then we said some people are stony ground hearers, and what happens when they realize they're not saved, they go back and make another profession, still a stony ground hearer, if you please. And so those are some of the reasons that people run when exposed to truth. And I know that you might think of some others and some other variations of these that we've mentioned, but I couldn't do this question justice if I didn't deal with the fact of what is the result if one runs from the truth. What's the result of one running from the truth? Well, the Bible said there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, when he said, preach the word, be instant in season, verse 2 and 3, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And for the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They just want to hear some thing. And then he says in verse number 4 of 2 Timothy 4, and they'll turn... They'll turn away from the truth. They'll fall away from the truth. They'll reject the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. Now, the implication there is when man makes a choice to leave truth, to reject truth, they do that on their own. That's their choice they made. But when they choose to turn away, it's like God said He will take you and more or less just push you on out into the area of fables. And fable is fiction. Fable is myths. It's not truth. In other words, it seems like a movement against you. Just you turn away from truth, you make a choice, and it's just like God will just push you on out there. It's what He says in Romans 1 when He says He'll give you up and over to vile affection, uncleanness, and reprobate minds. You choose. You make a choice. And that's why it's important to choose light, to choose truth. Choose right, in other words. But if you choose wrong, it's just like God puts you out and just opens you up and you wind up giving yourself over to complete error, to complete heresy, and you just get deeper and deeper in the ditch away from the truth. Hebrews 6, 4 and 6 says something about the result here. As it said, for it's impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put Him to an open shame. Now, many people will take this to mean that they lost their salvation after they were saved. No, no, no. You cannot lose your salvation after you're saved. For the Bible said when you're saved, you have eternal life. And if it's eternal today, it'll be eternal tomorrow. If you can lose it tomorrow, it wasn't eternal today. And then we could say God lied But God did not lie. He said, I'll give you eternal life. So these it's talking about, not we. Paul didn't say we there. For it's impossible for those. He's talking about another group. Those who went along, were made partakers of the Holy Ghost in the sense that they went along with His working in godly sorrow and Holy Ghost conviction. They tasted the good Word of God. They've been in services where the power of the world to come was present. They were enlightened to a degree. And they tasted of the heavenly gift. They didn't partake of it. They were lost. But He said, if they fall away, and this means to utterly fall away from the truth. It's not just choosing to go, but fall away. It said it's impossible for those to be renewed again to repentance. It's a dangerous thing to reject the truth. It's a dangerous thing to go against that truth, because He said, you can go along, and there's some thorny ground here. I've seen them going along as much as 7 years. I've had that happen more than once, too. As a matter of fact, it went along as a stony ground here for 7 years and then turned and went the other way. I left truth. Even talked to the extent, thank God for truth. We appreciate the truth and thankful for what God's given us, and then turn away from truth. And what's going to happen is God's just going to kind of push them on out into fables, to listen to something that's error, to be satisfied in those churches where... go, but fall away. It said it's impossible for those, they're not even awakened enough to hear. May God help us today. And He said those who do that and utterly fall away and get to that place where they're turned over to reprobate minds, vile affection, and uncleanness, then He said it's impossible for them to be renewed again unto repentance. And He's not talking about a person being lost after they're saved. He's talking about those who tasted, those who've went so far with truth, but they failed to go all the way. Oh, we've seen that happen so many times. And by the way, we say people don't want to give up their sinful lifestyle. It may be not in deep, deep sin of the world, but just the old Pharisaical religious attitudes and religion, if you please, that they've got to go and hold on to. And that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. It's very dangerous. In other words, it's impossible. You say, does that mean all those who run from truth will not be saved? Well, let me show you what the Bible says here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. And here He's talking about false teachers in context, but it applies to anyone who rejects truth and runs from truth. He said, for if after they have escaped the pollution of the world. Let me just say a little about that. You see, the pollution's on the outside, corruption's on the inside. If you're saved, you escape the corruption. But these only cleaned up the outside. They escaped the pollution of the world. And He said, if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It's what God says in His Word. Now, He said if they escape the pollutions and they've come so far, they went along with the Holy Spirit, but they turn back, in other words, they run from truth, and they get entangled in whatever they came out of, even Pharisaical religion, there's a hope for them still to be saved. They can be untangled, if you please, I really believe that, and be loosed. But when they come to the point entangled and overcome, with the tense of the Greek construction of that, it's equivalent to Hebrews 6, 4 and 6, where when they fall away, they utterly... He said, for God says in His Word. Now, He said, if they stops deadline. Now, the devil tried to tell you, you've done that. First time you slip up, I want to tell you there's hope because for you if you're not overcome. There's hope for you if you'll stay under the auspices of the New Testament church to where they can't get loose from that anymore. They're bound in the bondage of sin. You need to find it because that's the only hope you're going to have for your soul. Only hope you're going to have for your children's soul. Only hope for your grandchildren's soul is to get under truth, cling to truth, embrace truth, and allow the Holy Spirit time to work in you what's needed to bring you to the end of your... is to get under truth, cling to truth, embrace that. specifics of salvation. You don't even have enough information to examine your profession by. I'm getting tired to hear that long-winded preacher. I'm getting tired of him preaching on salvation. And listen, if you've been saved, you don't mind me preaching on salvation. You don't mind me dealing with the specifics of salvation. The reason I deal with specifics is because without specifics of salvation, you don't even have enough information to examine your profession by. And if it bothers you, whenever I speak about the specifics of salvation, you've got some missing ingredient somewhere you need to deal with. For if you don't, you'll lay down one day and die and split hell wide open. You need to be saved by the grace of God. You need to examine to know what you have is real or not. And if you get upset about the truth of God, the truth of so many turn and say, I'm going to go back. I'm getting tired to hear that. Dealing with the specifics of salvation. The reason I deal with folks, it's not stories. You can tell illustration story. As one man said one time about a certain preacher being a skyscraper preacher. I said, what do you mean by that? I thought that was a big preacher. He said, one story up on top of another. Folks, it's not stories. You can tell illustrations and you can tell stories. But if all you have is stories about personal things out there and no scripture, no truth, it causes the emotions to be stirred and there's no real work of God done in their heart. I beg you, stay with truth. Cling to truth because there's a danger of rejecting that truth and going away from that truth. And it had been better, he said, had you never known the way of truth. And then really what it amounts to is what he said in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I'll return to my house from whence I came out. And when he's come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. So you need to realize that every person that's not saved somewhere, he left his house. It was swept and garnished. And I've been stories about personal things out there and no scripture. The first, even garnished it and ready for Jesus to come inside, but you didn't continue. You didn't obey light. You didn't walk in truth. And as a result, you go back and get entangled in the world. You leave truth and get entangled with a your life, you had a demon that seven more demons, and that'll make you seven or eight times worse off than you were before. Oh, you see, we need to realize that the result of running from truth is a destruction, utter destruction, and wind up in the lake of fire. Now, what do you need to get from this result of running from truth is a destruction. And as a result, truth is preached and practiced, and when He moves, He'll make you willing. Psalms 110 said, thy people will be made willing in the day of thy power. And then what you need to do is to continue in the work of Word of God. The Bible, that's the Lord's promise. And I pray He'll speak it to you. Because Jesus said in John 8:31, seven more demons, and that'll make you seven or eight times worse off than you were my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Stay with the truth. Cling with the truth. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.